This analysis was written by Glenn Kessler, unpacking the story of Fauci and painful experiments involving dogs. Documents obtained by an animal rights group show that NIH was not fully transparent when the controversy erupted in 2021. As director of NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting and evil. What you signed off on and these experiments that happened to beagles paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican, Georgia. Questioning Anthony S. Fauci, the former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, during a House hearing on the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, June 3rd. What does dogs have to do with anything that we're talking about today? Fauci, in response. During the coronavirus hearing this week, Green attacked Fauci as she held up a photo of two sedated puppies, their heads placed in mesh cages, as they lie on a table while being swarmed by sandflies. Outside the hearing, an ad truck commissioned by a group opposed to taxpayer-funded animal experiments circled Capitol Hill with billboards that showed Fauci together with this photo and directed people to a website called beaglegate.org. The group, the White Coat Waste Project, is founded and run by people with links to conservative-leaning organizations, the Washington Post has reported. When we first saw Green hold up the photo, we figured this would be easy to debunk. Another in a string of misleading attacks against Fauci, who became the public face of the government's response to the pandemic. After all, when this first became an issue in 2021, unrelated to COVID then as it is now but part of a general effort among conservatives to discredit Fauci in any way possible, a raft of fact checks noted that the National Institutes of Health, NIH, said the study in question conducted in Tunisia had been attributed in error to the agency that Fauci ran, a division of NIH. The scientific journal that published the study issued a correction. NIH said that it did fund a study in Tunisia involving dogs and sandflies, but NIH suggested that study was a more benign one that allowed the dogs to roam. But it's more complicated than that. A review of NIH emails and documents obtained by the group since 2021 under the Freedom of Information Act suggests some of the documents call into question NIH statements at the time, part of what appears to be a bungled public relations response. What's less complicated is that it's silly to personally blame Fauci for the design of research studies. About 5,500 were approved by NIAID just in 2023, endorsed many levels below the director. The experiments that NIH funded go through strict regulatory processes of the treatment of animals, the humane treatment of animals, Fauci said in response to another lawmaker who raised the issue in the hearing this week. I signed off on them because they were approved by a peer review. The facts. Female sandflies carry a parasite that produces zoonotic visceral leishmaniasis, ZVL, an often neglected tropical disease in humans. Domestic dogs are the main reservoir host, and sandflies are the main vector. The problem is especially acute in Tunisia, where a 1996 study of 50 cases in one hospital found a mortality rate of about 6% in children under the age of 5. Animals are often used in research, where they serve as models that allow for investigation of a problem. NIH, on its website, notes that fish, frogs, fruit flies, and roundworms are used to understand biological processes that could affect humans. But there is something about using dogs, especially common household pets such as beagles, that make many people squeamish. According to the most recent annual animal usage report by the U.S. Agriculture Department, nearly 16,000 dogs in 2019 were subjected to pain in the United States during research experiments, and nearly 400 received no pain medication. The White Coat Waste Project hit a nerve when it publicized the Tunisia sandfly study in 2021, emphasizing the dramatic photo that Green waved at Fauci. The Post reported that Fauci's office got 3,600 phone calls in 36 hours. A bipartisan letter signed by 24 members of Congress, citing the group's reports on animal studies, said that lawmakers had grave concerns about reports of costly, cruel, and unnecessary taxpayer-funded experiments on dogs. The Tunisian sandfly study pictured in the photo was published on July 27, 2021, in the journal PLOS Neglected Tropical Diseases. The study described how the beagles, between 6 and 8 months old, and obtained from the kennels of the Pasteur Institute of Tunis, were sedated and then exposed to hundreds of sandflies that had been deprived of food for 24 hours. That August, the study caught the attention of White Coat Waste, where the story was quickly picked up by right-leaning websites. Fauci seeks information about the dog study grant. In late October 2021, CNN asked Fauci to appear for an interview, and one of his staff members suggested late on October 24th that Fauci pause any TV interviews until we get a handle on this. Early the next morning, Fauci emailed 12 officials and asked them to tell me what grant or contract they are referring to. Within 2 hours, one replied that they might have identified the grant. Most staff members' names are redacted. Let us find out for sure if it is that grant, and then let us take a look at what the experimental design is, and importantly, whether it has received the appropriate ethical and animal care consideration, Fauci replied in an email. I want this done right away since we are getting bombarded by protests. Within 2 hours, one of the researchers involved, Abhay Satoshkar, a professor of pathology and microbiology at Ohio State University, emailed to say that NIAID had been mistakenly cited as a funder of the study and that he would seek a correction from the journal. One NIAID official wrote in an email that Satoshkar stated that it was mistakenly cited because he was not clear of the true purpose of U.S. funding acknowledgement, and that the program in question had been funded only by the Pasteur Institute. NIAID issued a public statement on October 26, saying it had funded a separate sandflies project involving the study of a vaccine to prevent leishmaniasis. In this study, 12 dogs were given the vaccine and then put in an enclosed open space outside during high sandfly season, NIAID said, to see whether the dogs still became infected. Relying on a single researcher's statement, the emails obtained by White Coat Waste show that NIAID officials were relying on Satoshkar's statement and had no independent knowledge of whether it was correct. When an Associated Press reporter doing a fact check asked for proof that NIAID did not fund the project, one NIH official on October 28 internally admitted it had none. Our evidence is simply the statement of the PI, Dr. Satoshkar, the official wrote to another NIAID official, using an abbreviation for principal investigator, according to the emails. The official added, It is not uncommon for investigators to give very wide attribution to grants and contracts that supported a given project, so it is not surprising that they went too broad in acknowledging support of the publication. Matthew Fenton, director of NIAID's Division of Extramural Activities, replied as part of the email chain. It seems to me that the only way to prove that the grant funds weren't used for other projects is to do an audit of those grant expenditures and invoices. This would not be something that could be done quickly. NIH declined to answer whether an audit was ever undertaken and whether NIAID confirmed what Satoshkar said. A potential conflict of interest and a correction. Meanwhile, the emails show that when Satoshkar asked Shaden Kamhawi, the editor of the journal, to correct the article, she agreed immediately, but noted internally that she might have a conflict of interest because she was an employee of NIAID. Her bio on the NIAID website also listed Satoshkar as one of her main collaborators. As I am an NIAID employee, I am not sure if there is a COI here, so please let me know, she wrote in an email to colleagues that was written just 6 hours after Fauci first asked for information. NIH also declined to answer questions about her potential conflict, but the emails obtained by White Coat Waste contain a draft statement to be given to reporters if the question arose. The request for a correction of the funding statement came from the authors of the study, the statement said. It is a standard policy of the Journal of PLOS Neglected Tropical Diseases and its responsibility as a publisher to correct publication errors when made aware of them. None of Dr. Kamhawi's supervisors at NIAID were involved with the journal's decision to make this correction. The press guidance said Kamhawi became aware of the issue only in November, though the internal emails show she learned of it on October 25th, the same day Fauci asked about it. Study is removed from the NIH database. When the Post reported on the controversy in November 2021, the article noted, "The trapped beagles study does not appear in a database of NIH-funded projects." The emails show that while it was removed before the publication of the Post article, the study had been listed in the database for months and was still listed as of the previous month when Fauci first asked about the controversy. "We need that to be corrected too, ASAP, please," one NIH staffer wrote on October 27th. The anxiety level rose as officials realized it would take several days until November 1st before the project would be removed from the database, where reporters could not then find it. NIH also declined to answer questions about the removal of the study from the database. A second study also caged dogs. Finally, other documents obtained by White Coat Waste suggest the Tunisia study funded by NIH was not as benign as the agency suggested. Instead of an enclosed open space, the study's grant application shows a photograph that indicated that the dogs were kept in a cage as they were exposed to sandfly bites each night through the sandfly season to ensure transmission. The grant application also described how, separately, dogs would be sedated and placed in cages for 2 hours while they were exposed to 15 to 30 female sandflies. In a statement, NIH said, "The two studies began at different times and involved different animals. The study in the journal PLOS Neglected Tropical Diseases used symptomatic animals from previous studies approved by that grantee institution's Animal Care and Use Committee in 2012. NIAID funds were used for an R21 study, exploratory developmental grant, that started in August 2018 and ended in July 2021. Information from the principal investigator shows 12 healthy dogs were vaccinated and sent into the field in 2019 for natural exposure during sandfly season, August to November, to test a candidate visceral leishmaniasis, VL, vaccine. According to the study's principal investigator, the 12 dogs were healthy and did not have symptoms of VL at the conclusion of the NIAID-funded grant period." Satoshkar referred questions to Benjamin Johnson, an Ohio State University spokesman. "We have nothing more to add," Johnson said. "The bottom line, the emails show that NIH was not fully transparent as it tried to handle a public relations nightmare." Perhaps there was little reason to doubt Satoshkar, but officials embraced his explanation without confirming as they rushed out a statement. They made no acknowledgement that they had removed the study from the NIH grant database, or that the editor of the journal that quickly issued the correction had a potential conflict of interest. Moreover, the NIH study in Tunisia that the agency said it funded was cast in a positive light that is undermined by the grant application that has since been made public. "About our rating scale, send us facts to check by filling out this form. Sign up for the Fact Checker Weekly Newsletter. The Fact Checker is a verified signatory to the International Fact-Checking Network Code of Principles.